In today's Mishnah, we learn the 8th and 9th Mishnah from the first Perek of Masechta Kelim. And in yesterday's Mishnah, we began discussing the 10 areas of Kedusha, or levels of Kedusha within Eretz Yisrael being the first, or at least according to one opinion, and we'll continue with that discussion. The Mishnah says, Lifnim Minachoma, as soon as you go inside the walls of Yerushalayim, that is Mekudash Mehem, that's more Kadosh than all the other places, including the walled cities, other walled cities. Why? Has it manifested itself? That's She'ochlim Sham Kadashim Kalim, and also Ma'aser Sheni. So both when it comes to Kadashim Kalim, this refers to the Korbanot, generally that parts are given to the owner to consume, and also Ma'aser Sheni is the second tithe separated in the first, second, fourth, and sixth years of the Shemitah cycle. Both of them, the Torah says, they have to be eaten Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. So therefore, the understanding is it has to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. Har HaBayit itself is now referring to Temple Mount. The Mishnah says that's Mekudash Mimeno, that's the next level up. Why? She'ein Zavim Vezavot Nidot Veyoldot Nichnasim Lasham. Because in that area, these individuals that are Tameh, the Zav, which we mentioned, and the Nidor as well, and the Yoledet, all those individuals, they're not allowed to go on to Har HaBayit. And that is because when it talks about the various machanot in the Midbar, where the various different tmeim, people that were tamei were meant to be sent from, meaning the certain areas they could not be, you had in the Midbar Machane Israel, Machane Leviyah, and Machane Shechina. In the times, once we moved into Eretz Israel and had the Beit HaMikdash, you also have these three zones. So Machane Israel is referred to, the comparable areas is inside Yerushalayim up until Har HaBayit. Machane Leviyah is Har HaBayit all the way up to Shar Nikanor. And then the Machane Shechina is understood as being including Azara and inwards. So from Shar Nikanor inwards. So therefore the Zav and the Zava are meant to be sent out from Machane Leviyah. That's why they're not allowed to onto Har HaBayit. Let's continue. Hachel. Now if you recall, the Chel was a small fence, the fence was 10 tfachim high, and the 10 amot was the width of the chel, meaning the space between the small fence and the wall of the azara itself. That is mikudash mimeno, that is even has a high level of kedusha. Why? She'ein goyim ut meimet nichnasim lasham. That a goy and someone who is come into contact with a corpse is not allowed to go past the chel. We discussed the chel in more detail and how in the times of the Yevanim, or the Chashmonim, prior to the Chashmonim taking control, is that they actually put breaches in those fences because it was an affront to them, to the goyim, that they weren't able to go past that. But what's interesting here is really a Tamei Metz is allowed to go all the way up to Shar Nikanor, which is even further in than the chel. However, this is Mishum Gzeira. They made a Gzeira to stop already at the Chel, at the point of the Chel, to distance the Tumah further. And what's interesting, why, what about a Goy? That is because when it came to a Goyim, if you recall, they made a Gzeira that they're Tameh like Zavim. However, not for all matters. Meaning that when it comes to Shiluach Min HaMachanot, the Gzeira was to consider them like Tameh Metim, so they could come even closer than a Zav. We'll get to the reason for the why they made Gzera by Goyim with respect to this Tumah as we continue this Masechta. Let's continue. Ezra Nashim, the area that was behind the Azara, the large area there we discussed in the previous, back in Midot and Tamid, and that's where the festivities of Simchat, the celebrations, I should say, of the Simchat Beit Shoevak occurred. That area is all Mekudash in from the area from the Chel. That is because She'ein Tful Yom. Anichnas l'sham, because a tful yom is not allowed to go in the area. Tful yom, if you recall, that's an individual who was tameh, immersed in a mikveh and simply waiting till nightfall to complete his purification process. Next, also ve'ein chayvim aleya chatat, meaning if a tful yom entered that area, he would not have to bring a korban, because the prohibition for him entering that area was a gzeira from Yehoshaphat and his beit din at the time. Let's continue. Ezrat Israel, if you recall, that was a small strip. I think it was 11 amot wide in the beginning of the Azara. So that's the Ezrat Israel, and that is Mekudash Memeno. That's even more Mekudash than the Ezrat Nashim. Why she'in Mechusar Kippurim nichnas l'sham? Recall the Mechusar Kippurim is a Zav, Nida, or Yoledet Metzora. One of these individuals, in order to finish their purification process, they have to bring a Korban. And if they have not yet brought the Korban, they wouldn't be able to enter this area called the Ezrat Israel, despite the fact having immersed and no longer being a Tfulyon. Immersed in Mikveh, that is. And in that location, the Chayvim Chatat, meaning Mechusar Kippurim that enters that region, the Ezrat Israel, And clearly also Tful Yom as well, and any other person who's Tameh, if they enter that region, that is a prohibition in the Torah. If they did so inadvertently, since it's punishable with karet, they would have to bring a korban chatat, a sin offering. Next, Ezrat HaKoanim, that's the area that's, again, I think another 11 amot wide, that's in front of the Ezrat Israel. That's Mom Kudosh, why she'en Israel nichnasim lasham ela b'shat tzarcheihem. That in Israel, a non-Kohen is not allowed to go in that region, meaning the Ezrat Kohanim, unless he is required to do so. In other words, for the purpose of a korban. For example, l'smicha, if it's a korban where he has to rest his hands on the korban, or l'shchita, because a non-Kohen is allowed to perform shchita, the slaughter of a korban, and l'tnufa. Tnufa is a certain korban that he has to wave. If you recall, we'll discuss this back in Masechta Menachot. In parts of it, he would let's call it shake like a lulav and etrog. He'd wave it in all directions. Let's now learn Mishnah Tet. Bein ha'ulam le'mizbeach, the region between the ulam and the mizbeach. So mizbeach, if you recall, that's in the Azara itself, and there was a space between there and the ulam, which is the entrance hall to the that was in front of the hichal. The Mishnah says that she'ein ba'ali mumim upru'ei rosh nichnasim l'sham. So a kohen who has a blemish of sorts that would make him valid to do avodah in the Beit Mikdash, or his hair is grown wild. Now, what is the definition of one's hair that's grown wild? It's quite simply he hasn't had a haircut in 30 days. Then they are not allowed to enter that region. There's a machlok in the Rishonim whether this is biblical or rabbinic in origin. I'll leave that matter for your further study. The heichal itself, this is including the ulam, is mekudash mimeno. So the heichal is the room that had the shulchan, the menorah, the mizbeach zahav, or the mizbeach ketoret, that is, the small mizbeach that they offered the incense. The Mishnah says, that's even more mekudash, why she'ein nichnas l'sham shelo rachutz yadayim v'raglayim. In that region, a kohen who has not yet washed his hands and feet would not be able to enter there. Finally, Kodesh HaKodashim Mekudash Mimeno, the Kodesh HaKodashim itself is the most Mekudash. Why? She'ein Nichnas L'sham Ela Kohen Gadol B'Yomekorim B'Shat Avodah. That the Kohen Gadol would go in four times in Yom Kippur during the Avodah, and that would be the only time that anyone was allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKodashim. That was to offer the Ketoret, to sprinkle the dam of the Par, to sprinkle the dam of the Seir, that's a bull and the goat, and also to remove the shovel and the spoon after the incense has been burnt, that we used to transfer the incense into there, and it was the shovel carried the coals on which the incense was burnt. So Amar Rabbi Yossi says, "Bechamishad v'rim bein olam lemizbeach shavel heichal." He says that really that's one, they have to share the same law, meaning that region between the ulam and the mizbeach, so outside in the courtyard, open space, really is equal to the kedusha of the heichal. Why? And he connects them together. She'in ba'alei mumim upru'ei rosh ushtu'i yayim v'rushol rechutz radayim v'rechayim nichnasim l'sham. So a ba'al mum and someone who is a pru'ei rosh has a blemish, or his hair's gone wild, or shatu'i yayim, or he's drank wine. Doesn't necessarily have to mean he's drunk. A revit of yayin's enough. Or a kohen has not yet washed his hands and feet is not allowed to go into either of those two regions. They're almost the same. An interesting question you may ask is that the basin itself from which the Kohanim washed their hands and feet were in the region between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. So according to Rabbi Yossi, unlike the previous opinion, Tanakama, if they haven't washed their hands and feet, how would they go to the basin from which to wash their hands and feet? Tiferet Yisrael discusses this in more detail. I'll leave that for your further study, just pique your interest there. Either because it was necessary to do so, that's one understanding, or simply because it was offset. It was between the Kevesh, the ramp behind, to the south of the Mizbeach and the Ulam, and not immediately in between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. But I'll leave that for the further study. In any event, he adds another point. Uporshim mimbein ha'ulam le'mizbeach b'shat ha'ktara. Which means no Kohen could be between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, or in the Heichal itself, at the time when the Ketoret is being offered. Now this is a further point of a debate between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakh and the Chachamim. That is because Rabbi Yossi says that irrespective of which Ketoret we're talking about, either the Ketoret that was offered every day, the incense was burned in the Mizbeach HaZahav, or the incense that was burnt inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim Yom Kippur, no Kohen could be in either of those regions, the Heichal or Bein Ulam, the Mizbeach. However, Chachamim say, well, not exactly so. It's only the ketoret that's burnt, that's offered them is Be'ach HaZahav. It's that ketoret when it's burnt, no wrong could be between the Olam and the Mizbeach. However, when they offered the incense in the Kodesh HaKodashim, meaning the Kohen Gadol offered the incense in the Kodesh HaKodashim on Yom Kippur, then no Kohen could be in the Heichal, but they could be in between the Olam and the Mizbeach. Now, what's interesting here, I'm not sure if you've been keeping a running tally of how we got to Eser Kedushot. However, it seems like we've listed 11. It's only Kohen Rabbi Yossi who says the region between the Olam LeMizbeach and the Heichal itself are the same that would get to the number 10. So there's a few different explanations. One is simply this: the count of Eser Kedushot is according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi only. Another understanding is we simply do not count the first rank, meaning in order to get 10, we don't count the first level, base level of what's called Eretz Yisrael. And that is because all of these, all the other ones except for the first one, express their Kedusha by excluding individuals from entering, or be alive or dead, from entering these regions. Again, we'll leave any further discussion on that matter for your further study. Let's leave it at that. Those in Mishnah today.